Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final hour of this week. Here are the best of the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve, always in the Sunbury Motor Studio, and he will be starting Monday when he's back from vacay. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, great selection of pre-owned inventory. Service department that is there for your current vehicle with the diagnostics, with the inspections, with the routine maintenance. A sales staff that is not just there for the sale, but is there for you. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Water, wine coolers, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. And especially good for this hot weekend. Six great flavors of slushies at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So we continue wrapping up this week with recapping the 10th anniversary of the show celebrated back in February. We had Jay Paterno as our first mystery guest to look back on from the previous half hour. We've also had Matt McGloin as well, former Penn State quarterback and now podcaster himself. And now we go to our third mystery guest of today.
You say you've lined up mystery guests this week?
That is correct, and he is on the line with us right now.
Okay. What up, Steve? It's Pat Farnes, man.
Oh, my goodness. Patrick, how are you?
Good. How are you? Congrats on the 10th year anniversary.
You were a little kid when I started this.
No doubt.
Up in Massachusetts, playing ball.
For sure, for sure. No doubt.
I'm going to ask you, so what did you think of, you've gone through now 1 year of this. Yeah, I've gone through 10 years of this. You've gone through 1 year of this. So what did you think of the pro game and playing the pro game and the level and the pace of it?
Yeah, obviously it was definitely an adjustment to get used to at first. But I think, you know, just kind of how Coach Franklin and Penn State kind of prepared us in practice and getting us ready in the weight room and stuff made my early stage in the pro game just kind of more simple and more easy. So, I mean, it was definitely an adjustment, but, you know, I'm definitely happy with my progress.
And, of course, now at the end, you now know, of course, that Ben Roethlisberger is now done. What was it like to spend a year playing with Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, it was an honor just, you know, playing with Ben and just kind of being a small part of his Hall of Fame career and just kind of being able to build a relationship with him. You know, obviously just watching him on TV before, obviously admired his game and stuff. And, you know, just honestly really cool to, you know, play with him and be calling him a good friend now.
You know, as each stage goes, you developed in high school. I got to watch firsthand as you did great work and developed in college. Where did you get better this year to play at this level?
I think I just got better with just, you know, my overall knowledge of the game each week, just understanding what defenses in the NFL are trying to do to our offense and stuff like that. So probably just the knowledge of the game and just making sure that I knew everything detailed-wise to help me slow the game down as fast as I could.
Patrick, I know that, you know, obviously at this level it is a business, no question. But where is the game still fun for you?
Just being able to, you know, go out there every single day and practice with the guys on the team. And, you know, it's pretty fun being able to call, you know, my job, catching footballs, and I'm going to practice every week. Get to go and practice with sweatpants and sweatshirts on. So, you know, I'm definitely blessed to be able to do that.
So the off season, number one, where are you right now? You didn't go back to Massachusetts yet, did you?
Of course I did. I just experienced that nice little northeastern.
I knew you'd go home. I knew it. Your parents didn't make you shovel, did they?
No, I wiped down the driveway a couple of times, so I kind of just gave up and went back inside. So,
see, now that's the guy I know. Smart, very, very smart, very shrewd, as a matter of fact. Hey, thanks so much. Hey, you know what? What a privilege it was to call your games. It'll always be considered a privilege to me. You know, every single time you're out there, I'm rooting for you as hard as can be. And please tell your mom and dad I said hi, because the Friermuths are just a great family and a great Penn State family.
I appreciate it, Steve, and I appreciate you and everything you've done for me and my family, and I'll see you guys soon when I visit Penn State.
Look forward to it, my friend. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Steve. I'll talk to you.
And there he is, former Penn State tight end and now a Steelers tight end. Pat Freiermuth just finished off a pretty good rookie season in the Steel City, now playing at Acrisure Stadium, as we talked about earlier this week. I wonder what he feels about that, but I'm sure we'll find out sooner or later. But it was good to have him back on here with Steven. I got to tell you, of all the mystery guests, I really enjoyed the former players, because I think Steve really enjoyed that the most. I think he enjoyed everybody, but I think the former players, I think he really got a kick out of the most. So it was fun for me, at least, to see them surprise him and come back, because Steve has a great relationship with these guys when they're there playing in their 4+ years, and then when they become alumni, maybe even greater friends after that. So it's always really cool for me to see that, and when they come back and talk to Steve after their careers at Penn State, or even during their careers at Penn State, shows you the kind of person that Steve is and has been as the voice of Penn State all these years. Well, coming up next here on the Best of the Steve Jones Show on this Friday, we'll wrap it up with one more mystery guest for the week. It's all coming up here on the Steve Jones Show, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast those peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. At Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And Steve, always in the Sunbury Motors studio, and he'll be back there next Monday. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, great selection of pre-owned inventory. A great service department that is there for your current vehicle with the diagnostics, with the inspections, with all the simple routine maintenance, and a sales staff that is there for you and not just there for the sale, all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Humble Fork, and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour of the week. We're almost there towards the weekend, and it has been continues to be the Best of the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve, wrapping up vacation this week. He'll be back Monday in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And, of course, every Friday show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And as we've been finishing up these last 2 days, we've been looking back on our 10th anniversary shows, when we had many different mystery guests call in to congratulate Steve on hosting this show for 10 years. Been a lot of fun looking back at that so far. We've had Jay Paterno, we've had Matt McGloin, we just had Pat Freiermuth. Yesterday's show, we had Micah Shrewsbury, we had Kenny Albert, Chris Wheeler, and Tim Kirchen. And now we go to our fourth and final mystery guest of the day, and our final guest replay of the week.
All right, Matt. I know you're having fun with this, the mystery guest thing. So I guess we got a couple minutes with a mystery guest here. So, mystery guest, please sign in.
Steve, my guy, it's Mike Gesicki.
Mike Gesicki. Oh, my goodness. How are you, my friend? I am doing so well now that you've called. I'm so proud of you, brother. You're doing such great work down there in South Florida, on the field, off the field. Really proud of you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate it. It goes all the way back to the time of State College, talking with you and all that kind of stuff, so I appreciate it. It's been fun for sure, and I'm happy to be on today.
Well, so what has it been? I know I always ask. It gets to be a business, obviously, and what's really great is you've always just stayed grounded through the whole thing. But and at that, your family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it been like, you know, how do you still keep the game part of it that you've loved so much in there while separating the business part of it?
Yeah, I think that's like one of the main things is that you can't lose sight of, you know, what you're doing. My profession is to play football. It's amazing. It's a dream come true in, you know, every aspect of the phrase. So to be able to play, you know, football at the highest level for my job, it's something that, you know, I'll cherish forever, and that's why I work so hard and why I appreciate every day so much, because I do what I love. And that's why, you know, when you see me out there making plays and, you know, I'm running around acting like a little kid, because that's what I feel like when I'm out there. I'm having fun, I'm enjoying myself, and I get to do it every day.
I watched you improve so much every day in every aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just catching the ball, but as a blocker and so forth. Since you've gone to the NFL, what refinements have you made that have allowed you to be even better at this level?
I think the biggest thing for me since I've gotten into the NFL is just in my route running, releases off the line, because at this level, you know, it's the best of the best. And, you know, you're getting, you know, everybody's, you know, best shot each and every week. And I've gotten to a point in my career where, you know, sometimes I'm getting, you know, some of their best cover guys, and they're covering myself. So, you know, it's definitely a challenge each and every week. So you got to have a plan. You got to, you know, be prepared, you know, watch some film, understanding how guys play, you know, just become more of a professional, and just kind of taking some things out of some of my teammates that I've played with as well, you know, how they prepare and doing, you know, how they go about being a professional, and then, you know, just going out and then executing on Sundays.
When I talk to younger people, which includes obviously an audience of parents, you're an individual that I cite. And this is one of the reasons I cited, is that you were not just an outstanding football player in high school. You were a player of the year in basketball in New Jersey as well, but you also played volleyball. And I said, I felt it gave you a well-rounded experience, because you always told me, it's like, you play volleyball for fun because it was fun. You're good at it, but you play it because it was fun. But I always felt that was made it a well-rounded experience. Am I right about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was in high school, honestly, growing up, I was always around all sorts of sports. You know, with both my older sisters and, you know, my dad coaching them and coaching me. I ran track in middle school, played, you know, a little bit of baseball when I was super young. Just like, you know, doing everything and anything that I could to, you know, be around sports and, you know, help myself become a better athlete. I think that, you know, all of those sports that I've played and competed in have helped me become the athlete and the competitor that I am today.
I think, and not only that, but, you know, sometimes you get into a grind of a sport, and then another sport ends up being an outlet for you. I mean,
I
kind of felt that was like for you. You always told me it's kind of like it was just a fun outlet for you.
Yeah, it was just something, the next thing to look forward to. You know, I wasn't, you know, just locked in, you know, shooting jump shots every day or catching footballs every day or, you know, spiking volleyball, whatever it was. It was, you know, it was just kind of moving on to the next season. And I always said, you know, when they're, oh, you know, what's your favorite sport? I was like, well, in the spring it's volleyball, in the fall it's football, in the winter it's basketball. Like, that's just kind of how it always went.
And that's awesome.
It didn't really matter what sport I was playing, because I love competing. I love, you know, working my tail off trying to help my team win, and that's, you know, that aspect of the sport, it never gets old.
I know the Dolphins are going to go through a coaching change, so you're going to wait and see on that, obviously. But as the season played out, off to a tough start, what did come together, because the Dolphins became a team nobody wanted to play the last 2 months of the season?
Yeah, we got hot. And I think that that's, you know, something in this league, you know, when you finally find out how to win, you beat yourself more times in this league than you win. So I think we finally just turned a corner and learned how to win rather than to stop beating ourselves. So we minimized some errors. We started making some more plays, and we started playing smarter football, understanding different situations, and putting that to the test, each and every week. And then we rallied off about 8 in a row. But when you put yourself in a hole like that, there's really no more margin of error. So we ended up coming up, I think a half a game short of the playoffs. So, that's this league. Just another lesson learned, understanding how small the margin of error is in this league.
And what did the Penn State experience do to instill a winning mentality in you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at my first 2 years at Penn State, pretty just an average, years. I think it was like 7-6 and 7-6 or something like that. So I think, to go through, just kind of understand how, like I just said, how in the NFL, in college football, in the Big Ten, the margin of error is also slim. And then in 2016, we didn't start off too hot, but once you find out how to, stop beating yourselves and you start making big plays and you start, understanding situational football and understanding how to win football games, then we got hot in 2016. I think that propelled, honestly, Penn State to, where it's been and where it's going to and all that kind of stuff. We learned how to win, and we learned how to, compete and to play in big games and play on big stages, and especially, in front of the best fans in the world. So.
And finally, Thon is coming up, and you were always very active in that and have stayed active in it even afterward as well, obviously with your shoes and so forth.
Yes.
Any words for the great people at Thon as they get ready? I think it's next weekend, I believe, that they're going to have it here. Any words for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Thon's always super close, to me, my family, and our hearts and all that kind of stuff. I still keep in touch with a lot of the people that I've met through Thon, including the Nett family and Landon and, their entire family. But honestly, everybody that has anything to do with Thon should be, super proud of themselves each and every year because of, what they're doing and, how they're helping. And then obviously, the families and the children that are affected directly, they're the biggest inspiration and they're the reason behind it all. So any help or any, notoriety or, anything that we can do to help them is always worth it. Always thinking of Thon and all those kids and their families and everybody, directly affected with Thon.
Mike, well said. Always proud of you. Thanks so much, my friend. Thanks for calling. It really means a lot.
Absolutely, Steve. Man, I wouldn't rather do anything else today, man. I appreciate it, and I love chatting with you. All right, hope everything's going great.
It's going great, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
And there he is, finishing up with Mike Kosicki, now a tight end with the Miami Dolphins. Having a pretty good NFL career since his days in a Nittany Lions uniform, and always great to have Mike join us. We've had him join the show a couple times, actually, as we did with Pat Freiermuth, who joined us in the previous half hour. So always happy to see the Penn State alumni always come back and remember their college roots, at least, and how they always talk so highly of their time here at Penn State and how it set them up for the future. It's always a great theme to see all the alumni from all of Penn State athletes come back and share those memories and their current successes after their time at Penn State. Always a lot of fun. Well, it's been a lot of fun reminiscing with you this week here on a Best of the Steve Jones Show. It was fun looking back on the 10th anniversary of this show the last 2 days. We look back on some Pittsburgh sports topics, some golf this week, looking back at other Penn State sports alumni, Philly sports, the Kentucky Derby, and of course everything going on right now with realignment in college football. If you missed any of these interviews, whether we played them during the week this week on these best of episodes or when they originally aired, they are always at stevejonesshow.com and always on our social media pages. And of course, you can get us wherever you get your podcasts, Google and Apple. We're now on Anchor as well. Anywhere you get your podcasts, you can listen to this show, and we greatly appreciate your support. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at SteveJonesPSU, and we're on Facebook as well at The Steve Jones Show, and of course, SteveJonesShow.com. Thank you as well for all of your support, and looking forward to getting football season going once again. Certainly has been a lot to talk about this offseason. It will certainly be nice to talk about some actual football again coming up in just a matter of weeks. We also want to thank our sponsors, of course, and today, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great selection of pre-owned inventory, great service department that's there with the diagnostics, the inspections, the routine maintenance, and a sales staff that's there for you and not just there for the sale, all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, water, wine coolers, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And six great flavors of slushies. Make sure you especially get those to get through this hot and humid weekend once again here in the central Susquehanna Valley. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Thanks for joining me all this week here on the Best of the Steve Jones Show. We'll talk to you Monday with Steve back in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patron.
All right. So I guess what the next mystery guest is in the studio?
That is correct.
Oh, I get to unveil. I'm the wait, I'm the mystery guest.
Yes.
Wow, this is awesome. I am ecstatic.
And I have a feeling I'm going to get my credentials revoked right about now.
Oh, yeah, you're done. You're done. Hey, congratulations on a decade of this program that we thought was going to last 2 weeks.
It's probably true.
When you and I had that call all those years ago, and I said, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of you and I doing this thing together? He said, well, this should last about 2 weeks.
Actually, when I started the show, you know what I told Roger? Okay. I said, wouldn't this be awesome if this went 10 years? He said, that's the plan.
When Matt was talking about this whole anniversary week, he was talking about, you know, who are some of the guys you had on the show and some of the people you had on the show early on. I said, the problem was we didn't even think of podcast at that point. You know, we were just happy to be on the radio talking sports.
Yeah.
And the whole idea that you and I kind of sat down with, well, not sat down, we were on the phone, was that you would have the insight that the average sports fan like me didn't have. So I was the average sports fan, and then you would try and talk me off the ledge. And it continues today with Matt Catrillo.
Exactly. It went to Sean Carey, then me. There's right. A theme going here.
You know. And said, don't forget Sarah Bartlett.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had forgotten that Sarah had done a lot of stuff with us in those early years, too.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Listen,
everybody has said to me for years, how in the world do you compete with someone? I said, first off, there's no compete here.
No, there's no competing.
But I get what they're trying to say.
That's not how I work in life.
No. And they're not talking about a competition, but they said, how do you keep up is what they're really meaning. How do you compete with the knowledge that he has? I said, there is no way. I mean, the man has a memory like a steel trap. He sees it and remembers it forever. So I'm lucky if I remember for 15 seconds. So I would come up with something and see, like, no, that's not right, because here's what really happened.
Who are you again?
I'll tell you what, we had so much fun on the program, you know.
Yes,
just talking about, you know, and I would complain about the Phillies or the Steelers or just in general how stupid sports could be. And then you would tell me exactly why it's the way it is. And, oh, yeah, it's because there's money involved. And then we'd talk to Tony Knopp, and I'd be like, nope, I'm done. I'm out.
It still happened to this day.
Okay. All right. So it should be pointed out that the suit has a love-hate relationship with Tony Knopp.
Yes.
He loves having him on because he's a great guy, because Tony is. He hates having him on because it takes away all the illusion of what he thinks sports
is. He said, well, here, and then it's like, you know, I really wish they would keep him for another year. You know, I know there's a lot of money. And then you start talking about, well, here's why you can't keep him. Like, no, stop taking the magic out of sports. You suck the fun out of sports with the information.
He would do that all the time. You're sucking the life out of sports? I said, I'm just telling you how it works. I can't help it. I'm not in charge.
And you know what? We dealt with everything in sports. I mean, you know, in those early three or four years, you know, we dealt with some really big stories, and we were both on the air during the Boston Marathon bombings.
Yeah,
and that completely changed the whole complexion of the program that day.
Sure,
it wasn't sports anymore.
Right.
And we were lucky because you knew the area so very well, mm-hmm. that what we were hearing and the reports we were getting, you were able to, you know, narrow down and kind of pinpoint things for folks that hadn't lived, you know, been in that area or lived in that area. That was the day I remember that, to me, that it proved that this show is more, that can be more than sports, too.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that was a hard one to sit there and talk about. And, you know, I remember going into the office the next day up at Lash Building and Bill O'Brien, and they were going through the neighborhoods up in Watertown where Bill and Colleen, one of their babysitters, was in that neighborhood up there when they lived up there. So, I mean, everything was, you know, personal, and it was...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You added something that no one else, even in the networks, could add at that particular time.
Well, you know what? There was also another part of it. This is a different element to it. As you know, I'm not a big Twitter fan. but I've always said, in other words, guys, you know, in 180 characters, anybody can complain about anybody and whatever, and, you know, okay? But Twitter was really important in that story because they, whether the reporters were on scene or at a press conference, they would tweet out the subject lines of what was being talked about.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's where Twitter shines when things like that happen. Twitter does not shine when you hear, hey, our cat just went to the bathroom outside for the first time. Like, oh, okay, really? Well, good for you. You know, Twitter does not shine when I think, I don't recall asking you what you thought. So I'm trying to think here. What part of the did I recall asking for your thoughts?
Now the Rio Summer Games were my favorite. That was my favorite moment. Because a lot of the events were going on during the program, and you and I had a conversation like, do we hold this information? Because I can pull it right now. I'm watching it right. I'm watching the swimming right now, and you're like, is NBC paying our signing our checks?
That's what I said to him.
No, they're not.
The answer is no.
No, yeah. They're not. We don't have to hold anything.
Yeah, I've shared that story before about working at another entity. And it was the 98 Nagano Olympics with Michelle Kwan and Tara Lipinski. And, of course, Tara will be on the broadcast for NBC with Johnny Weir again.
Yes.
And they're really good together with Terry Gannon. And Terry was on the 83 NC State basketball team that upset Houston, and it's 7:30 in the morning. Well, because I mean Japan is, I don't know, was it 14 hours?
Some number like that. Yeah.
So it comes over, and I'm doing the 7:30 sports, and I lead off the sports. I said, and Tara Lipinski has won the gold medal, and Michelle Kwan has taken the bronze. Right, which I think Kwan got the bronze. She did not get the silver. She got the bronze. And this woman calls the show, calls me, not, you know, when I'm done, and just rips me up one side and down the other. Right? Now, I heard some of it, because I put the phone down, left, got a cup of coffee, came back. But the parts I heard were not complimentary that I had ruined her Olympic experience. So I got where she was coming from. So it's not like I didn't understand where she was coming from. But I finally said to her, I said, look, I said, just so you know, I don't work for NBC. I said, there's no check here from NBC. My job is to do sports news. That's sports news. Well, you ruined my Olympic experience. And I said, I apologize for doing it. I will do it in a different way next time. I said, if you give me a chance with it next time. Okay. And that, I mean, it wasn't like she was... She wasn't right and she wasn't wrong. Okay. She wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong because it was her own personal experience. She wasn't right because that's not my job. Okay. So
well, I always get asked, what was your favorite show or what was your favorite part of the show? And
I always told people, they always ask me, what's your favorite part of the show? And it's at the end.
I have two. My favorite part of the show was story time with Steve. That was the best.
He actually had an opening theme.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
I like to point out that he is the technical genius behind all this. Anytime we have a problem with something, he solves it.
Well, and if not, I make it look like I'm solving it. It's right. All in the image.
I mean, I know enough to make certain things happen here, which I think has always helped.
Yes, okay. It has.
Yeah, okay. But he's really the technical genius.
Well, the best day of the program is when I convinced you in Pocono, the IndyCar came up to Pocono, and I convinced you to take the show on the road for the first time. Mm-hmm. And we talked to the folks at Pocono. They're like, this is a great idea. We love this. And we're planning all this out for the Friday before. You know, the guys are coming in. There'll be practice going on. And they're getting ready for qualifying on Saturday. So we'll have all these people available to us. We're checking in with ESPN. We've got everybody lined up. And I get there about 3 hours before you because I want to make sure everything was set up. We get set up in our little broadcast booth. There is absolutely no one at the track. I mean, there is no driver at the track. They had changed the schedule the day before. There is no one. I'm walking through the garage area, and there is nobody around, and I am in a complete and total panic. I'm like, Steve, I don't know what we're going to do. I have nobody here. What are we going to do? He's like, relax. We'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
That is me. That's me.
As Jack said, everything's an even keel with Steve. Nothing goes over. What does he always say? Blood pressure never goes over 120?
He always says my heart rate is 45.
That's right. The heart rate's 45.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and we got Scott Goodyear. I remember that.
Well, I'm stumbling across people, and Scott Goodyear literally walks right by me, and he had just come in, and the only reason, and I'm in, like, I'm zoned out. I didn't even see Scott Goodyear walking up to me, and he stops because I'm wearing a lanyard that has Nazareth Raceway on it, which, of course, is now defunct.
Right.
And he said, hey, I just happened to stop there. Or I just happened to come right by there as I flew into Allentown. I drove right by and came up. So that's how we ended up with Scott Goodyear on the program. And Scott's like, just check in with the folks at ESPN, make sure that's all right. And so we did. And Scott Goodyear's on the show with us.
Yeah.
And bailed it out because I had nothing at that moment.
I had a baseball game that night, too. I had to drive out of there. Yeah. And then, of course, when you were driving out, you were driving side by side with Ryan Hunter Ray.
Oh, that was great!
And you told me later how you were trying to beat him to the light. I was like, that's just sad. Just sad.
Let's just say he did. And when he got on 80, I don't think he was doing 65 at that moment.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
He was moving. Now, I don't know if it's because he saw me following him. I'm not sure why, but, you know, he was moving on the highway.
Almighty!
Most people that we know that have been associated with you have taken legal action. All right, so...
But that was the best day, because we bailed out. We got a show bailed out on that one. It could have been a really long day, and there's three of us. There's you, me, Scott Goodyear in this small booth, and I'm like, Scott Goodyear, this is awesome.
And we actually got the head of the track,
yep,
too.
Yep.
So we did, and it was hot in that little hut.
Oh, man. It was a warm day in July, no question about that. That was when it was over July 4th weekend.
Yep.
That was the day I was in a complete and total panic, and it all got bailed out. And the beauty was, I said to him, I said, Steve, do you need me to do anything? No, I got it. We're good. I'm like, yeah, but I know, I mean, no offense, but I know a little bit more about IndyCar than you do. I'm fine. And there's Steve, just firing question after. I'm like, oh, that's a good question. I didn't even know you knew that. So, yeah, my job was to cover IndyCar in the Olympics, and I think I did that well, Matt.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
And we've had some Olympic people on there, too.
Yes, we have. We had them on from Sochi, as a matter
right.
of fact.
Jason Turtman was actually on his way to a sliding event in Russia, and we had him on the program.
Yeah. I think we had Aaron Hamlin on, too, didn't we?
Yeah, I was trying to think. I thought we had worked with... Did we ever get Gabby Douglas? Because we were working on her.
We did not get Gabby Douglas.
I know we were working on it, but I didn't know if we were ever able to pull that off or not.
No, we did not. But we got Aaron Hamlin on.
Yep.
So we did that. Hey, we've had a few along the way. Now, for this one on the coaches show, I had Allison Kumi on the show.
Ooh.
Who's Team USA scout for USA Hockey. She was on the coaches show 2 weeks ago. And she had moved her schedule around and moved her flight back a day. Plus, she had to buy 4 more burner phones. And why? I mean, your people pick these places. I have no idea why they picked them. It's 44-40 vote. We're not going to Kazakhstan. What? And so I had her on. and she's there right now. And Team USA did beat Finland today. The games are actually physically
in the
way.
I have that on my DVR. Thanks, Steve.
And one of our key players got hurt.
Oh, come on. I've been cleaning off my DVR for a half a month now.
Yeah, you can get rid of all that stuff on there that you had on there before.
You know, and you know what my favorite sport is in the Winter Olympics? Curling. You know why, Steve? Because even at my age and my physical conditioning, I could actually curl. Now, I can't do it at the Olympic level quality, but I could actually do that sport.
Of course you remember this. But you may not know this. It's an Olympic fun fact with Kevin Herr on The Steve Jones Show.
And your Olympic fun fact is, curling is something you could actually do at almost any age and possibly even be an Olympian. Can't say that about figure skating. Sure can't say it about downhill. And yeah, you know anybody over the age of 30 besides Sean White doing snowboard and halfpipe? I don't think so.
Yeah, except I saw you do curling once. It's the first time I've ever seen it done where they gave somebody oxygen when it was over.
Hey, listen, that's a lot of sweeping.
I thought that was a bad sign. No, you were actually pushing the stone. like, why is he breathing so heavy? He just pushed the stone.
That's a lot of sweeping you got to do there.
Well, let me say this. I know we're going to wrap up the show here. Okay. All kidding aside, in the 10 years, everyone knows I make one repeated joke after another about the suit. The suit is almost a mythical figure with true stories.
Yeah, that's also true.
Okay. But I love him. And he's like a brother to me, and this show never would have had the opportunity to get off the ground the way it did over the first few years if he wasn't the other person sitting there. And I've always been grateful for that.